Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner, here today with Jason Deegan. He is the Director of Commencement for the University of Florida, the entire University of Florida. And it's a very busy job because three times a year we have commencement here on the University of Florida campus. And coming up in May, we have a really big one. It's called the University-Wide Commencement, where all of the colleges gather together. And there's a special guest speaker. And degrees are conferred there, and then there are separate graduation recognition ceremonies at the various colleges. So everyone gets recognized, and it's a great time of year because it's spring, frost is over, everyone's very happy, and now off to the job market. Before that, Jason makes sure they are well saluted at commencement. So welcome, Jason. Tell us a little bit more about what is involved. What's the behind the scenes, you know, the scuttlebutt about commencement?
Oh, happily. And thanks for having me here, Sue. Yeah, commencement is gigantic. And we really do. It is a year-round cycle that you're always preparing for spring while you're also managing summer ceremonies, fall ceremonies. And as you noted, there are the distinctions. In the spring, we have a giant conferral ceremony in Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. And that way, we get all of the bachelor's, master's, and specialist students in at one time and confer their degrees upon them. So essentially, that alleviates the need for president, provost to have to attend 17 different ceremonies throughout a weekend, which is a lot. And then to still satisfy that desire for what you would call a traditional graduation moment, we run the college recognition ceremonies where students cross the stage, do their gator chomp in front of the seal, get their photo taken, shake their dean's hand, head off stage, and mom and dad go, woo. And it's great. It's a fabulous time. We are really fortunate at UF because we have these gigantic sports facilities. Like, we don't have to make people buy tickets in order to come to the ceremony. We don't even have to limit your guest count. Well, there are some exceptions for like professional degree ceremonies that might happen at the Phillips Center for the Performing Arts, where that's a 1,700-seat house. So there are some limitations on those events, but they're the minority. Most of them, we can just say, bring whoever wants to celebrate you. And that's really fortunate. When I talk with my peers around the nation, they don't get that kind of, you know, luck, if you will.
And how many people would you say attend the university-wide large graduation?
Sure. So that's one of the feathers in my cap that I like to, you know, pat myself on the back for. We used to see somewhere in the 3,000-ish range of students coming to participate in that ceremony. In 24, we had 4,000 students on the field, and that was the largest that we had ever had.
Is that the most you can have, you think?
No,
okay.
Not even close. And then we made a change for spring of 25, where I asked the question very simply, like, no student is walking across the stage as part of this ceremony. Why are we asking them to sit by college? And the answer was, we don't know. We just did it this way. And I went, okay, so I'm going to instead say, come with the people you care about. What are the relationships that you created while you were here as a student? Come with your org friends. Come with the people in your sorority fraternity, your roommates. We went from 4,000 to nearly 6,000. I think that 6,000 is probably the sweet spot. We do see that each spring we're somewhere in the 10 to 11,000 candidates available for, you know, are getting their degree in the spring. But that's all of our campuses. That's Jacksonville, Miami, you know, people who are doing research at an IFAS facility in the Panhandle. So they're all counted and they're all welcome to participate, but not everybody's going to come to Gainesville. So, if I factor it that way, our participation is somewhere in the mid-80s, which is still great participation rate. If I dropped it down to just Gainesville campus, we're probably in the mid-90s as far as participation. Some of that is due to many of these students experienced high school during a pandemic and didn't have that benchmark ceremony as part of one of the things in their memory bank. So I think we've kind of capitalized on that in a way so that it helped move the participation rate in our bigger ceremonies.
And then traditionally you have a speaker for the university-wide graduation of note, and this year it will be
Chris Malachowski. He is a UF alum, got his bachelor's degree from the College of Engineering, and is noted for being one of the co-founders of NVIDIA, which if your listeners don't know who NVIDIA is right now, then they haven't been paying attention to a lot of stuff going on in our world.
The listeners are well informed.
Exactly. I'm really grateful. We try to find a person who is an alum significantly tied to the university and then has a level of celebrity. Oftentimes that's been, alumni who have gone on to be, sports stars. Aaron Jackson, the speed skater, was one of our speakers, I want to say in 23. And I see her on commercials on the regular now, so it's pretty cool. But yes, so we tried to do that for that ceremony. And then for our doctoral ceremony, we look for a significant faculty member. Because this is a group of people who are those candidates. There are PhDs, EdDs, I think so. They've put a lot of time and work into an advanced degree, and it's nice to have somebody speak to them who is of that same caliber and has that similar experience.
And they're very interesting. I often help with graduation, and some of the speakers are just fascinating.
Oh, absolutely. Like hearing... One of the things that I noticed when I started this role was looking at dissertation titles in the program from the doctoral students.
Often and going, they say that the only people reading those are the parents in attendance.
Well, it's also my job, so I get to read that as well. And some of the words I know in those titles, usually it's the these and ands and buts, but seriously, these folks are contributing to the knowledge that we as humans have, and I find that phenomenal. Yeah, so I'm always impressed by the doctoral candidates.
Yeah, it's really pretty amazing. A former UF president used to say, only the family members are reading those titles, so maybe it should be like the flight of the bumblebee, so everybody would understand. So it got a good laugh in the whole service there. So we're going to come back in just a moment. We're going to talk a little bit more about commencement and talk about some of your past, which was quite impressive at the University of Florida Performing Arts and other venues. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back to talk more with Jason Deegan here on WUFT on Tell Me About It. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Jason Deegan. He is the Director of Commencement for the University of Florida. He's the one that's in charge of the university-wide commencement, which is coming up very soon on May 1st. It's going to be at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium on Florida Field. Chris Malachowski from NVIDIA is going to be the guest speaker, but there'll also be a guest speaker at the doctoral ceremony, which I believe is on April 30th, and that is going to be in the Stephen C. O'Connell Center, and there's quite a few doctoral candidates that will be making their way across the stage and then off into helping our society and community. So, Jason, thanks for coming, and it sounds like this is an incredible job that just never ends throughout the year. You said you plan for this one and you're actually working on this one and then that one, and it just keeps going. But it appears that you really enjoy it.
Oh, totally. For a person who has worked in performing arts for all of their career, while this is a very different type of show, it also kind of speaks to all the, dad happiness that I get when making sure that, a student, which, I'm kind of old, so I kind of call them all kids right now, which I shouldn't because some of them are 30. but making sure that the students know that there's nothing that can keep them from participating in these ceremonies. Like, don't worry about an academic hold. Don't worry about a financial hold. This is a celebration of your achievement. Yeah, you'll still need to figure out that other stuff in order to actually get your degree and get your diploma. But this is not the part to be gatekeeping about. You know, this is the part to celebrate and have that cathartic moment for them and the people that got them to that point.
And show how much you enjoyed being at the University of Florida as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we really capitalize on creating traditions. I don't know when the whole Won't Back Down in this.
Some people may not realize that. Can you explain?
Oh, sure. So Won't Back Down from Tom Petty is a part of UF football now that happens between the third and fourth quarter. And I have to admit on air that I have only been to one football game in my entire life, even though I've lived in Gainesville a very long time. Nonetheless, it has absolutely turned into a tradition in that situation. And we have co-opted it for our ceremonies so that at the finale of each ceremony, we sing the alma mater as a class and it rolls right into Won't Back Down. And people love it. The students love it.
They have the flashlights and they've got the iPhones out there.
Yeah, which I'm like, yeah, that's still hilarious to me because, you know, for people who are old enough to know that it really should be a Bic lighter or a Zippo if you're really old.
I'm really old. I remember both of those references.
Both of those, right? But nonetheless, I mean, it is great to have something that can really pull the entire show into a dramatic close. Because you do, like, this is after having, you know, sat through listening to hundreds of names and people crossing the stage, which you probably care about five of those people as an audience member, like your student and the few of their friends that you know. But, you know, everybody sticks around because there is this joy of celebrating the entire graduating class together. And it, for the university-wide ceremony, you know, I really focus on with the students, like, this is cool. Like, you get to be part of and feel the immensity of being part of a graduating class that is 9,000 to 10,000 students large. You're sitting among 6,000 of your peers who are all graduating together. It's pretty powerful. And yes, there's, you know, other universities that do similar ceremonies, but they don't get to sing Won't Back Down as a group. So it's really cool.
Remember our previous president, Kent Fox, would actually recite the words to the song. It was always part of his speech that he gave. And people really get inspired. And even the families who are like, what is this? What is this? And I see them swaying and applauding. And it's really a great time. So you talked about you have experience to do this because you've worked in performing arts. What exactly have you been doing?
So prior to my midlife crisis career change, I already had motorcycles, so I might as well change careers in my 50s. I was part of UF Performing Arts, where I had started off as a stagehand in 2003 and worked my way through that organization where I became the technical director for the Phillips Center. And then in 2014, after 7 years in that role, I moved over to be the venue manager of the University Auditorium at the center of campus, which if you ever get a chance
it's
to have
beautiful.
Having a pipe organ in your office, quote unquote, like people don't understand how cool that is. It really is
and
super cool.
And the Carillon Bell Tower,
Carillon Bell Tower.
So you did that, and you went from there to being commencement director?
To being commencement director, because I knew the prior person for years, because Steph McBride would come through with whichever ceremonies that happened to be in my facilities at the time. And so we got to know each other professionally. And when she first announced that she was leaving the role, I was like, well, good for her. You know, it's time for a new thing for her. Great. And thought nothing more of it. Until I saw her post on LinkedIn that, you know, they had failed the search. And I called up and I was like, what the heck is going on? I used much stronger language at the time. But I was like, what is going on over there? Like, you've got a so well-oiled machine. I can't imagine that there aren't quality people who want to be in that spot. And she's like, so, Jason, are you interested? I was like, I didn't think about it that way until, yeah, okay, yes, I am. And, you know, it was quite a leap. My poor family, they were like, you're home all the time now. You're never out all night, you know, at running shows. You know? So that was a bit of a change.
When is commencement for the spring?
All right. This spring, commencement, the main commencement weekend kicks off on April 30th. That Thursday morning, we start with a doctoral ceremony at 9 a.m. And then at 2 p.m. and 7:30 are a couple college recognition ceremonies. And they go throughout the entire weekend. I could list them all for you. I won't. And then Friday evening at May 1st at 7 p.m. with gates opening at 5:30, we will have the university-wide commencement. And that's a really cool event. It's also only about an hour, which makes it extra cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, so, that's great.
And being outside, the unfortunate things are we have a lot of, well, I'm really grateful that I have a large group of people and experts across the entire university, particularly here at WFT, who help me with things like meteorology. Are there storms coming our way? And we monitor that in the lead up because being outside, if there's a little drizzle, hey, suck it up. You're a Floridian, or at least you are this week. If we've got significant weather coming and have to cancel it, ugh, that would be the worst.
It's hard to do.
But
yeah,
there's no opportunity to, like, okay, let's just go ahead and do it on Saturday. Like, that's not a possibility. So it's rain or shine, and if we have to cancel it, we have to cancel it.
And is there a website with more information about all the various graduation ceremonies?
There are. Do yourself a favor, just Google UF Commencement, because it's ufcommencement.ufl.edu, and you know a lot of us are good at the UFLE dues, but just Google UF Commencement. It'll lead you right there. Choose the April-May slot, and it'll give you all the information about the individual college recognition ceremonies, not just the ones that are at the Stephen C. O'Connell Center, but also like the College of Nursing, College of Veterinary Medicine, College of Medicine, which holds these nice, like, kind of receptions in their Harrell Center. Yeah, so it gets everybody.
Well, Jason, thank you for being here. Thank you for being the new, still kind of new,
oh, yeah,
UF Commencement Director. And we hope we'll have you back again. We'll talk more about your great performing arts background. I think people would love to hear about that. And your stories about the parking lot as well.
I have lots of stories about Gainesville. Some of them are arable.
Sounds good. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Director of Commencement Jason Deegan with a behind-the-scenes look at graduation at the University of Florida. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online to wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.